Kinsale Community Response to Dementia is a primary care team, and not many of us who work in primary care could take on the challenge, something as big as this. But Kinsale's fairly unique. We do big things. We actually had held a dementia conference in Kinsale, and only the members of the primary care team were allowed to speak. We weren't allowed to bring in experts, and it was upskilling ourselves. And with a huge event, about 120 people turned up in Kinsale in about 2011, just to hear our primary care team members speaking about dementia. And soon after that, Genio had a call for grant applications, and Dr. Eleanor Mullins, the psychiatrist of older age in Cork, phoned one of the GPs and suggested we applied for it. And a complete fit of madness we did, because we all have day jobs, and this was a huge undertaking. It was a large sum of money to run this three-year project. But we were very thankful we did this. The money allowed us to set up an office, to employ a project manager and employ people to work with us. But at the same time, those of us on the management committee, and I'm looking at Anne Toomey here, who was one of our carers at the front here, one of our founder members, who had cared for her husband, we met every month and we frequently spoke every day for 3 years. It was a massive commitment, but there was a lot to learn there. What we wanted to do was keep people at home in our community living well with dementia, involved in the community. I mean, that's the message everybody has given already. And because we all lived in Kinsale, it would be us. And we acknowledge the fact that this was going to be us in the future. The first three referrals we got were 62, 63 and 64 years of age. Now, obviously, the GPs initially referred younger people, but it was a shock to see the age profile. And we could take anybody. There was no upper or lower age limit there. So young people were coming forward. So very quickly we realised it could be us, and more than likely will be some of us. These were the opportunities that this money gave us. As I say, it was a large sum of money, and it allowed us to do these things. So these are the things I'm going to talk about. There's another 10 slides of things we did that I'm not allowed to talk about, but Anne is here as our assistive technology expert. Anne went to Brussels 3 times to represent us on one of the European Innovation Partnerships. I had the pleasure of going to an e-health forum with Anne to Athens. So Anne, in her 70s, was her first time ever public speaking. So it was a pretty big leap to the e-health forum. But this was around the learning that we had in Kinsale, and sharing the learning at a European level was fantastic. We have other things like cafes, and we support the daycare centre and have a carers group, and had a number of social events. And they're the things we're not going to talk about today. We're going to look at this. The first thing was collaboration. The term consortium has been used a few times. I've never heard it before we came to Genio. Genio liked this consortium. I'm nearly 30 years in practice. In fact, I am over 30 years in practice. I've only ever worked with healthcare staff because I've only worked in hospitals and in the community. The consortium model brings together people, a much wider group of people that bring expertise. So I'm going to talk about that. Community awareness and education, developing personalised supports and care coordination. So building consortiums. Nope. Testing my IT skills now. All right. There we go. This is a very old picture. There's a few people in this picture who are actually in the room today. A consortium is a group of people who come together in the local community with a common purpose. Now, we would not normally have sat at the table together. I sat with solicitors, accountants, carers. We have people from Cork Institute of Technology. We have people from UCC. I have people from private industry, people from large American companies. We all sat together with a common purpose of wanting to do something unique in Kinsale. And we had similar interests and passion in the subject, and everybody who is involved in these projects has passion. But this method of working recognises the strength of bringing in people. Certainly working with people from private industry is an eye-opener for those of us who work in the HSE, and certainly having somebody in private industry at our management group level kept us very sharp, indeed. So that was the... Normally, multidisciplinary teams in primary care meet to discuss patients. I found it very hard in Kinsale, and we wouldn't be unique, to get people with dementia spoken about at a primary care level. I can't use the word sexy. Like motor neurone disease, a spinal injury, palliative care. They kept overtaking these meetings, and the person with dementia never got spoken about. The feeling was, what could we do? We had nothing to offer anyway, so what was the point in bringing them up? So the K-Court funding allowed us to have specific monthly care review meetings for people with dementia. The numbers of people in Kinsale with dementia, I think we had probably at one stage 50 people on our books. And we're not a big town, and we had, I had a certain population. There was another 50 people probably in residential care in the three units, and there was probably another 100 people who weren't even coming to us for services. The numbers are enormous. Just if you look at the amount of people that we had on our books at one stage, it was, I think, far greater than we'd ever really realised. So we were allowed to talk about the people with the highest care needs. And the specific care review meeting allowed people who wouldn't have been allowed into primary care meetings to come. So we would have had our dementia care coordinators, people from the daycare centre, people from the community hospital, discussing in a very involved way the care needs of people with dementia. So we've tried to hold this meeting as much as is possible outside of it. So it's difficult to get these meetings still going, but they were very important. Community awareness. We had a community awareness meetings in Kinsale and Acton's Hotel and the Trident Hotel. And again, a lot of people showed up. A lot of people sat at the back of the room who came forward months later, either having memory problems themselves or wanting help. So we held a lot of open evenings in Kinsale to get interest and to get volunteers. And the number of healthcare employees who came forward to volunteer was amazing. I mean, people who already work in the service wanted to give an extra couple of hours a week. So we had a lot of people already had skills coming forward. We were lucky in Kinsale. We had two transition year students. One happened to be my own daughter, and our care coordinator's son, who worked with us. They came every Wednesday afternoon for the whole year and worked with us. They spent an awful lot of time doing administrative work, which released the rest of us to do more important things. But at least it was building awareness in their classes. Two students in Kinsale entered the BT Young Scientist exhibition, and one of them got an award. Again, building awareness, and she did questionnaires around what we know about dementia. We held a lot of social events. We did vision. We had a lot of art events in Kinsale. One of them was held in the Yacht Club in Kinsale. The Yacht Club had got a lot of grant funding to hold the Paralympic sailing team, so it was very suitable. And we were very excited to get the venue. And we held a vision program. It was art, music, and pictures of the sea. And it was open to anybody to come. And if you offer a free cup of tea in Kinsale, you get a lot of people coming to these events in the evening time. The greatest effect was when the sailors came in that evening to find their lovely yacht club full of a variety of different people. It did give awareness around dementia to people who'd never heard the word, so much so that one of the gentlemen picked up the bill for refreshments for the evening. So we were, it was a good, just an unusual way of getting the word out there. We held a lot of training with local businesses, and I was lucky again to have an OT student or an intern for a year who did training with businesses. And there's quite a few businesses in Kinsale that have a dementia-friendly plaque, hairdressers, bookshops, all different places where you can go knowing that the staff are trained. We worked with Cork County Council, and we're an age-friendly town. An age-friendly town is a dementia-friendly town or an inclusion town. We have more seats around the town for people to sit more frequently, and we have age-friendly parking spaces. You don't need to be disabled. You don't need a disc. You can pull in there with somebody with dementia if you just want to get closer to the shops. So we have a number of those. We did a lot of healthcare assistant training, and Vanessa here is from the Alzheimer's Society, used to work with us and did some of the training. And Doreen Lynch was on our management group, and she also was a nurse trainer in the Mercy. So we had a lot of education. Somebody cited quite big numbers a minute ago. We managed to get 9 home helps from the HSE trained up in the extra dementia module, and then our own support workers as well. It's hard to get a lot of people, so certainly that's something we can still work on. And family training was another aspect. Tony Foley was one of the GPs who led the project in Kinsale. He's hugely involved. He did a GP reference guide, and he also is very involved in another large educational programme called Prepared, which is rolling out nationally now. Personalised supports, I've left that blank deliberately. Hugh Kane from Genio presented us with a blank sheet like that one day at a training day, just to say, you go into a house with a blank sheet. There's no prescription for supports. Dementia supports are as unique to somebody with dementia as your childcare arrangements were. For each of us with children, our arrangements were so unique to our family circumstances. So go in with the blank card, no prescription, no trying to fit you into the services. You need to consider the needs of the person, what they can do. It's all been spoken about before. Not a focus on deficit. We're very deficit focused in the medical model. This is a what can you still do, what do you still want to do model. A response to the person. Supports chosen by the person and their family together. It needs to be flexible and responsive. It needs to be, and it's a huge challenge for the HSE, inside and outside the home. So that's in the ideal world. This is what we should be offering, and it is a challenge for the HSE to do this. It needs to be by support workers who are dementia trained. Home helps who have no knowledge of dementia are not of huge value. My mom in Dublin had home helps into her house. After a year, she could no longer dress herself. She could no longer make a cup of tea, and she no longer wore makeup because her home helps were timed to task. 45 minutes wasn't enough time to even get her out to the loo, but yet she had to be ready and done for in 45 minutes. When we eventually got rid of them, they were through an agency. They were not through at the HSE. I phoned the agency and I'd say, Mom has had 30 different home helps through her house. 30 different people have access to my mom's house. 30 different people have a keypad access to my mom's house. They could no longer tell me how many of those people still worked with the agency. So it's a security risk there. She had no rapport with any of them. They called her Mrs. Cullen the whole time. Nobody knew her first name. It really showed how when things don't work, they go so badly wrong. My mom should be still dressing herself. She should be putting on her makeup and she should be making her own breakfast. And that's what a dementia support worker who was skilled with working with somebody with dementia can do for somebody. Every town and village has supports. It's just finding them and connecting them. There's always coffee mornings and there's always a GA match. There's always something happening. So finding the menu of supports and connecting in with them. There are many different approaches taken for throughout all of the grants on the care coordination. Some used clinical staff, some used public health nurses who were upskilled. The most important thing is there's one point of contact. It's been said before, one person in each town and village who has information that can direct me to the services I need, not endless phone calls. There needs to be one point of contact. And you need to provide very specific guidance and information for the person with dementia and their families. What were the key roles? This initial assessment is, and there's many dementia care coordinators and advisors out here, and it doesn't happen in an hour, and it doesn't happen in 2 hours. It probably happens over a number of weeks. Sitting down, listening to the person with dementia and hearing their voice, finding out what they want. Capturing life history can take a long time. Looking at their interests. Developing a personalised support that utilises a combination of what naturally happens in a family around family support, informal and formal supports as the person needs. How's that moving? So developing and coordinating a range of interventions. We had exercise therapy specifically for people with dementia. The normal exercises in class were just too robust, but a smaller group of people with a really good physio. Social activities, therapies with memory groups, but all based on very firm evidence and best practice. Okay, you can't just do things because we've always done them. The memory group has to be firmly set in evidence. Singing is supposed to be very good for the brain. We didn't have a singing group, but I know in Dublin they have a singing group. Things that have firm evidence now need to be done. Initiating an immediate response. There's been a few examples of... we had somebody going into Kinsale Hospital on respite, and I know Nuala was matron in Kinsale Hospital at the time, who's here. At the very first evening, the person was very unsettled, and this wasn't unusual. And for the hospital to keep this person in, we had to offer an extra support from our community support worker to go in for 1 hour each evening between 5 and 6. And then that person stayed. That successful respite period allowed that person to stay at home for considerably longer. That failed respite period may have meant an admission to hospital. We've stopped people going to CUH because we've offered an hour's support in a crisis. And we've also supported people at home, as somebody else said, where the carer had to have elective surgery, just allowing somebody to stay at home. Again, we had many examples of people who would have been in long-term care a lot quicker. Providing special advice, guidance to other healthcare professionals is one of the roles also of our of the dementia care coordinator that would have been important. So based on the learning of all of the four projects, as I'm presenting learning that came from all of the four first Genio projects here, a dementia specialist from a clinical background is essential in an area. I mean, a network is just too big. You know, Kinsale itself had a dementia care coordinator. Over time, over the next 10 years, hopefully there'll be a dementia care coordinator in every, you know, I don't know what the population will be, but certainly the networks are too big. You're going to have 1,000 people possibly with dementia in a network. This role can draw from existing staff that are already there working within the health and social care system. The dementia care coordinator does not take over the client. And I think we probably made mistakes of our dementia care coordinator taking over the role too much and therefore only being able to maintain maybe 20 or 30 people. The public health nurse are the key workers, hold responsibility for the person and their case management. The dementia care coordinator walks the journey with us but doesn't take it over. The other non-clinical duties were promoting dementia awareness. Somebody needs to mind that space within the local community. Training and education has to happen. Somebody has to drive that as well. Promoting integration of people within the community and supporting development of peer-to-peer support groups for people with dementia. None of this will happen unless it's minded by somebody who's allowed to work in the dementia space. The final thing that we did in Kinsale and is part of the role of the dementia care coordinator is to mobilise the community supports. Volunteers do not mind themselves. I think somebody earlier spoke about volunteers. They're a very valuable resource, but as somebody starts off at 56 and ended up with 4, they need to be minded, they need to be trained. It's a very challenging area to volunteer in. And they need to work alongside the dementia care coordinator. This was one of my prouder moments in Kinsale, as I am an occupational therapist from the 80s. We had a textile group. We facilitated a textile group over the course of a year in Kinsale in the Further Education College, either for people with dementia or their carers or their support workers. And each person had to make a panel representing Kinsale or K-Cord. At the end of the project, we had a lady who was a professional arts facilitator quilted them, and we donated the 2 quilts to Kinsale, and they're hanging in Kinsale primary care team, which is rather bleak medical. It's a large building with a lot of white walls, so this, at least part of the wall now, has some beautiful artwork. But we used the people involved in the project to say cut the ribbon on the Kinsale Health Centre, Primary Care Centre. And there's a number of people there. I love the little boy in the front there. I don't know how he managed to get into the picture. But it was just a nice way of recognising that people with dementia are part of our community and we're all working together here. And this will be us. It'll be many of us in years to come. And hopefully there will be good dementia care coordination by the time I get around to needing it. Thank you.